Simon & Schuster Audio presents Legendborn by Tracy Dion. Read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. Prologue. The police officer's body goes blurry, then sharpens again. I don't dare stare at him directly. I can't really focus on one thing in this room. But when I do, his face shimmers. His badge, the rectangular nameplate, his tie clip, all the little metal details on his chest ripple and shine like loose silver change at the bottom of a fountain. Nothing about him appears solid. Nothing about him feels real. I don't think about that, though. I can't. Besides, everything looks otherworldly when you've been crying for 3 hours straight. The police officer and nurse brought me and my father into a tiny, mint green room. Now they sit on the other side of the table. They say they are explaining the situation to us. These people don't feel real. But neither does the situation they keep explaining. I don't cry for my mother's death, or for myself. I cry because these strangers in the hospital, the nurse, the doctor, the police officer, don't know my mother. Yet they were closest to her when she died. And when your people die, you have to listen to strangers speak your nightmare into existence.
We found her on Route 70 around 8,
the police officer says. The air conditioner kicks on. The sharp scents of hospital-grade hand soap and floor cleaner blow across our faces. I listen to these people I don't know use the past tense about my mother, the person who brought me into this world and created my present. They are past tensing my heart, my whole beating, bleeding, torn heart, right in front of me. It is a violation. These uninformed strangers carve me open with their words, but they are just doing their jobs. I can't scream at people who are just doing their jobs. Can I? I want to. My father sits in a vinyl padded chair. It creaks when he leans forward to read paragraphs of fine print on pieces of paper. Where did this paperwork come from? Who has paperwork on hand for my mother's death?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?